Today on Rainbow Country, photographer Adam Zivo, plus music from LGBT recording artists. Stay tuned for Gay Talk Radio Toronto Style, right here on Rainbow Country.
Hi, I'm Mayor John Tory, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
No matter who you are, no matter what you do, everyone has a story to tell. And right here on this LGBT show is where it all starts. We lift our voices, share our stories, and we'll raise our pride. After all, we've come a long way since 1969 and the Stonewall riots, to the legalization of same-sex marriage, to the recognition of trans equality. I'm Mark Tara. Join me on this journey through Rainbow Country. CIUT 89.5 FM. This is Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show, giving voice to the LGBT community. I'm your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. How are ya? I'm doing all right. So a little bit about me. I am an LGBT content creator. I'm also a recording artist. Let's get social. Let's get interactive on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. Follow me, honey, I'll follow you back. And in all honesty, Twitter is my jam. And it's the best way to know what's happening with Rainbow Country, what's coming up, that sort of thing. Guests, that sort of thing. So speaking of guests, would you like to be a guest on Rainbow Country? Would you like me to feature your music like I am tonight? Let's say with Robert Katz from New York City. Hey, girl. Send me an email, Mark at marktara.com. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes as well as on podomatic.com. And again, thanks to you, on Podomatic's gay and lesbian chart, Rainbow Country is number 7. We're in the top 10, honey. Thank you. And again, everything is hooked up through my website, marktara.com, marktara.com. So this is episode 52 of Rainbow Country. On this episode, I'll be chatting with photographer Adam Zivo, who has a campaign called hashtag Love is Love is Love. And that campaign, that theme, is the theme for Village Fest 2017, which is happening here in Toronto, in Toronto's Gay Village at Church and Wellesley, this coming weekend, June 17th and the 18th. If you can, come down Saturday, Sunday. Lots of great events happening. The street is closed off. Church Street is closed off from 11 a.m. till 11 p.m. both days. So I will be hosting some roundtables happening at the main stage, which will be at Church and Maitland on Saturday and Sunday. On Sunday at 11 a.m., there'll be a roundtable. It's LGBT artists making a mark, making their way. At 12:30 on Saturday, it's an LGBT spoken word event. And on Sunday at 11 a.m., it's a trans round table. So come on by. The stage will be right on the street. You'll be able to hear us. Stop by, introduce yourself, say hi, you know, get interactive, honey. Plus, on this episode, we'll hear from LGBT recording artists. So, my friends, are you ready? Because this journey through Rainbow Country begins right now.
Hi, this is Carol Pope on CIUT 89.5 FM.
Do you want to funk, honey? Would you like to funk? That is the question, isn't it? So, Kelly Kyle and her partner, Sonia Scharf, are owners of Akasha Art Project at 511 Church Street, voted as one of Toronto's top 10 custom framers by Blog TO. Kelly is also the chair of the Church Wellesley Village BIA, and I believe Kelly is calling in. Kelly, are you there?
I sure am, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. The question is, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. A little sleepy. You know, this gal needs her beauty rest, but I'm here for you.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about Village Fest 2017.
Yes.
What is Village Fest 2017? Talk to me about that.
Well, Village Fest is really, it's all about, it's a village festival, and it's a real celebration of the village by the village, and it's a real opportunity for us to showcase the thriving community as well as many of the local queer establishments and businesses.
Now, I understand that Village Fest started in 2014 with World Pride.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And absolutely.
This is the third year. Last year, the theme was Circus So Gay.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, the theme is Love is Love is Love. So talk to me about this particular theme. Why did you guys choose to go with this theme? What drew you to it?
Well, really the message is really in the love is love is love. I mean, I think it spoke to the BIA because of you know, the issues that are going on and the, you know, the horrific acts of violence and ignorance that that so many people in various countries around the world, you know, get exposed to on a daily basis. And I think we just thought that it was a really good message overall to really embrace and to just sort of, you know, say, you know, everyone needs to have the right to be free and choose who they love and how they want to love. It's just such a great message. And I think that it just spoke volumes to us given the current state of the world today.
So what can people expect when they come to Village Fest?
Well, sorry about my sleepy voice here. Village Fest is going to be awesome. It's a lot of fun. Come on down to the village. It starts 11 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday, and there's going to be drag shows, DJs. We're going to have roundtable discussions. It's actually the most ambitious that we've been in our 3 years so far, but there's going to be spoken word performances, some acoustic performances. It's going to be really amazing. On top of some partnerships with Love is Love is Love, as you know, we've also got Rainbow Railroad on board with us,
right.
And they are an amazing organization that's helping LGBT people escape from state-sponsored violence in their countries. We've also got Absolute Vodka back for the, I think, fourth year, again, showing their amazing commitment to the LGBTQ support community in Toronto. So there's going to be lots going on, and hopefully we'll see you and many of your listeners down there.
For sure. So how many cities, Kelly Kyle, can you think of that basically have two prides, if you really think about it? Two celebrations?
Well, I would just say our great city. It's this is it. It's a place to be, you know. What I like about the Village Fest as well is it's sort of a bit more of that grassroots feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Pride has, you know, it's an amazing weekend. It's very busy. And the Village Fest is a bit more just the locals. And that's one of the things that I love about it. You know, the local merchants are going to have a bit of a street sale. So
yeah.
You have an opportunity to meet and greet some of the local shops and merchants. And it's just, it's more of a community, not that Pride isn't, but, it's more locals, less, you know, people coming to support Pride weekend, you know,
mm-hmm.
So it's just a great time to come out and meet some great people and show your support for the village.
Kelly Kyle, thank you for your time. Thanks for being on the show.
Oh, my pleasure, Mark. Thank you. Thank you very much. And hopefully we'll see you this weekend.
Oh, you will.
Okay, honey. Take care.
You too. Bye.
All right. Good night.
There you go. Village Fest 2017 is happening. It's happening this coming Saturday and Sunday. Make sure you come down. I will be there. I'll be hosting the roundtables that's happening on Saturday and Sunday. When I return, I'll be chatting with photographer Adam Zivo. Stay with me.
This is City Councilor Kristen Wong Tam, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Zivo, you are a photographer, you're a filmmaker, and your work has taken you to cities around the world like Mumbai, Hong Kong, New York City, Los Angeles, Milan. Do you have a favorite city?
I'd say my favorite city by far is definitely Hong Kong. Going through it, it's like seeing Blade Runner in real life. It just blooms with neon at night. And you feel like an ant. It's overwhelming and really strikes me as my idea of what a city should look like.
Mm. So you're a photographer, you're a filmmaker. When did you realize that you wanted to pursue this line of creative arts? Why photography? Why filmmaking?
Well, I always thought that it seemed easy as a kid. And as a kid, you tend to think those things. You're a little bit arrogant. And I was 13, and there was this project where we had to make a short film about, I don't know, some product, I forget. And I did it with some friends, and my mom got me editing equipment, which was very kind of her. And I fell in love almost immediately. I loved the idea of stitching together clips. I loved capturing what I saw. I did well. My classmate, a good friend of mine, was pissed off that he went before me. And since then, I've just been working really continuously at film and photography. And it's been a passion of mine ever since then.
Wow. So how would you describe your photography work? It's high fashion?
I wouldn't say it's high fashion. It's more fashion portraiture.
Okay.
Its style is very anal. I'm a perfectionist. And so, technically speaking, it tends to be excellent. sometimes it doesn't have the same emotional impact that some other photographers might have, but I'm okay with that. I've sort of resigned that to being my style. I really like filling in people's faces with a lot of light, seeing every single pore, and making sure that the colors are as correct as possible. I really like the idea of gloss and glamour and making everything look beautiful almost to the point of being unapproachable. I think maybe in a way it reflects my own anxieties about myself and how other people perceive me.
So do you think of yourself as high fashion, high gloss, and unapproachable?
No, but I think part of me wants to be that.
Okay.
You know, I come from a background where I was really bullied as a child. And
really?
It was awful. I used to cry quite a bit when I was like 11, 12. And then I decided to change and decided to make myself a better, stronger person.
Right.
And I think that that fear of vulnerability is something which informs my personality today and by extension informs my work.
Well, speaking of your work, you're going to be part of Village Fest 2017, which is called hashtag Love is Love is Love. On June 17th and 18th here in Toronto in the Gay Village, a church in Wellesley. So talk to me about your project, hashtag Love is Love is Love. What is love? That's a Hathaway song, What is Love? But what is hashtag Love is Love is Love? What is that all about?
So Love is Love is Love is a queer photography project which aims to combat homophobia and transphobia by producing beautiful, relatable images of couples or friends from the community. So we go from pride to pride, touring around, partnering up with them, and running our activation. And activation, in this case, is just a fancy word for photo booth, but a bit better than your average photo booth. And we find that people tend to really be moved by the photos. I think people often are looking for a way to document their connections with people close to them in a way which really speaks to the beauty of those connections. So that's what we do. And it usually lives on social media. We find that that's where the photos are very popular, that we post to Facebook and those images are shared and used as profile pics.
So you're mentioning Pride. It's during Pride Month, but it's actually not part of Pride Weekend or anything like that here in Toronto. It's the weekend before the 17th and the 18th. So how did that come about for the Village Fest?
Well, so last year, 2016, I was supposed to do a project for Pride Toronto, but unfortunately it fell through about 3 or 4 weeks beforehand. And that was quite a disappointment. And I was approached by the publicist of Village Fest and asked to run a photo booth for them there.
Last year.
Right. Right. So he pitched something about clowns. The idea wasn't really relevant to what was happening at the time, given that the Orlando Pulse shooting had just happened.
Right.
So I said, let's take this idea and let's throw it out and take what we have, a space for a photo booth, and make it relevant to what the community is experiencing right now. So that's how we came up with the idea of making this about creating positivity for the community, giving people some sort of catharsis. We were inspired by the fact that people were posting images of themselves with their significant others on social media as a way to show resistance to the fear that they felt was being perpetuated by the Orlando Pulse shooting. And from there, that ended up just growing. As a point of clarification, Village Fest is a smaller Pride festival which is run by the Church Street BIA, which happens on Church Street the weekend before Pride Toronto.
Exactly.
So for them, they're a bit more community-oriented. They're funded by local businesses rather than by large corporate donors. And it's a bit more intimate. It's a bit more about celebrating queerness within the city rather than importing talent.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in any way to denigrate Pride Toronto. Pride Toronto does great work, and I think that there's an appetite for international talent. We just sort of fill in a niche that we feel sometimes can be underserviced.
And there's definitely room for both.
Of course.
For both projects. You can go to the big glamorous gala, which would be, you know, considered like Pride Toronto, you know, Pride Weekend. And this is more, you know, your backyard barbecue that's happening at your neighbor's place and That's what's happening on the 17th and the 18th here, here in Toronto.
Well, the way we see it is that the more prides, the better. I mean, why have only one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I know that this started back in 2014 during World Pride here in Toronto. That's the first time that they had something like this the weekend before Pride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So since then, it's been growing, and it's kind of establishing its roots. So given the success of Love is Love is Love in last year's Village Fest, they reached out to me and asked if they could use Love is Love is Love as the theme for this year.
Okay, so they reached out to you this year.
Yeah, well, I'd reached out to them about having the activation there, and then they're like, well, that's great. Why not make it the theme?
Right.
Which was, I mean, deeply flattering. And I was blown away, and I was like, yes, yes, yes.
So talk to me about the actual wording, love is love is love. You came up with that, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, it's a modification of the popular hashtag love is love.
Okay, okay. And if people want to use it, it's hashtag love is love is love.
Mm-hmm.
So your project, hashtag love is love is love, it's been a part of other cities as well. What other cities have you been a part of?
Well, I mean, we were in Ottawa last year. Mm-hmm. And this year, we were in talks of having it in Mumbai because I was in India for a long-term contract. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I had to end that contract earlier than expected. So the Mumbai Love is Love is Love edition fell through. And as of now, we're talking with other cities about having it present there.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're sort of waiting to see how 2017 Toronto goes.
Okay.
But it seems as if we'll have a fairly strong Canadian run, which I'm very optimistic about.
So what is the purpose for hashtag love is love is love, in your opinion, in your eyes?
Well, I think it has multiple purposes. I think on the surface level, it's about creating positivity for the community and about giving people some way, another way, to feel proud about being gay or trans.
Mm-hmm.
I think on a second level, it produces images which give people who may be transphobic or homophobic an easier way to empathize with our community, because the images are meant to be inoffensive, relatable. They're meant to build bridges.
Meant to be relatable at all?
Yeah, relatable.
Mm-hmm.
I think because we're focusing more on romantic love and keeping things very cute and very sweet,
mm-hmm.
it's something which is less aggressive. And I think that sometimes the aggressiveness of the queer community can turn people off who aren't part of it. And we want to find ways to give people a toehold into our community and then have more substantial buy-ins into gay rights in the future. Because Love is Love is Love is proving to be quite popular with the communities that we work with, for the long term, I'm thinking about how we can use this project in a way to give more concrete material gains to the community. So how that's manifesting this year is that we've partnered up with the Center for Gender and Sexual Diversity, and they're an Ottawa-based organization, and they're working with us to create brochures that we can distribute at our activations. And what those brochures do is educate people about the history of Pride festivals. We think that education is very important, and that sometimes gay youth can sometimes not understand the context of their current rights, and we felt that this was an appropriate thing to address. In terms of 3 to 4 years from now, I'd love to see Love is Love is Love turn into the kind of project where people are willing to partner with it and donate money to it such that we can donate back and provide funding or a platform for fundraising for other organizations which provide more direct services to the community. So, for example, LGBTQ+ homeless shelters or youth shelters or AIDS organizations, anything like that.
Well said, Adam Zivo. On that note, let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, Toronto. It's party time, and I'm Julie Lee.
I'm DJ Dallas.
You're listening to CIUT
89.5 FM.
Country.
photographer, filmmaker. Part of Rainbow Country is a little city I like to call Erotic City. What type of person are you attracted to?
Well, I'm openly gay, so I'm attracted usually to bro-y or jockey men.
When you say bro-y, what does that mean?
Oh, you know, like kind of frat boys, kind of basic, but they're just so adorable. They they have hearts of gold. It's so nice.
Hearts of gold? Okay.
Yeah, like I've always liked the idea of a guy who...
You like well-built guys.
Yeah, I mean, muscle is nice.
Hello.
But I would say, I mean, I like a guy who looks like he could be a bit of a douchebag, but actually has a heart of gold. That's very important. Has a stable income. That's also very important.
Okay.
And has a bit of a bad side to him. Someone who is moral and good because he's chosen that, because, you know, he's experimented with different things and has chosen to be good rather than done it out of fear. So, you know, I've dated people who've done porn in the past or who've done other questionable things, and I like it. I respect it. I respect someone who is who they are very self-consciously and has taken the time to understand themselves.
Did you come out to your family, that sort of thing?
I did. It was complicated. My father never really accepted it. He was very old school before he died. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I had cancer about 3 years ago, testicular cancer, so it was really nothing serious, the like 99% chance of survival. But I told him in the nursing home where he lived, and he said I was strong because I wasn't very worried. And he said he would worried at some point that I was maybe not strong. And I asked him what he meant about that. And eventually I kind of, you know, got out the fact that he thought I might be gay. And I was like, but I am. And I told him then. And it was somewhat strategic. I was like, okay, I'm telling you I'm gay. You can't have a bad reaction because I just told you I had cancer. And he was very shocked with everything, finding out that his son is gay and has cancer. And he was accepting conditionally. I think it helps that I kind of am a masculine person. But he never really accepted it fully. And that was always a disappointment. And then he died. And my mother, I don't want to go into that. But in school, I came out. I read a poem in front of everyone at a camp. And at the very end, it made reference to a man, not to a woman. And the funny thing is that a lot of people didn't get it. They thought it was an artistic flourish. So I thought I'd come out. Mm-hmm. And like the next week, I'm like openly talking about being gay, and people are very confused. And they're like, oh, I thought you were just being artistic. And it's like, no, that's me being gay.
Right.
So that was fascinating. But it was a fairly long and drawn out process.
So I'm going to backtrack a bit with you because you just mentioned that you had testicular cancer. So how are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay.
The whole experience was bizarre. I found it. I went to the doctor. They removed it within a week. It was my week with cancer. And then it was done.
And so you just had to have surgery or something?
Yeah, I was very lucky. Okay. I mean, cancer is a scary word, but it's an umbrella that covers all sorts of different types of cancer.
Right.
And some are very serious. And I was very lucky to have one which was not serious.
Okay.
So the entire experience was about managing people's expectations, letting them know that even though the word cancer applied here, it was something that they shouldn't be concerned about. And I remember I had to tell my friend that I couldn't go to his party because I needed to tell my other friend that I had cancer. And he was just like, you know, shocked about all of this. And I was like, you know, a little cancer never hurt anyone. Because I wanted to, like, you know, put him at ease. And mm-hmm. he started laughing because it was so absurd.
But everything's good with you now.
Yeah, honestly, since the surgery, I go get a checkup every 6 months.
Right.
But that's it. I was very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But to your male viewers, do check your balls. This is very important.
So, okay, so let's go there. How did you find, how did that happen? You noticed something out of the ordinary.
Yeah, there was, okay. There was a lump.
Okay.
There, and it felt like a little helmet. It's quite conspicuous. And the next day I went to my friend and I said, I think it, you know, I should get it checked out.
Mm.
Maybe it's cancer, it's probably not. And then it was cancer.
And you thought, maybe this is cancer?
Well, I was like, I should get it checked out. I thought, right. Maybe it's cancer, but it's probably not.
Right.
And then I didn't want to tell anyone until I knew for sure because I didn't want to scare anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the doctor. She sent me to an emergency ultrasound. And I spent all day there mm-hmm. waiting. And then they told me over the phone because my doctor called in after hearing the results. And she's like, you have cancer. And I was there all alone, all by myself. And I was like, well, this is just great. And I stormed into the washroom and I started to cry. And I thought, I'm someone who has cancer. And then after a few minutes, I realized that really wasn't doing anyone any help. And I felt indignant with the whole situation. I was like, why should I let this bother me? So I wiped off my tears and I didn't really cry about it again afterwards. I looked up the statistics. I realized I was fine. And after that initial burst, everything was just an inconvenience. I felt like this was just an inconvenience, and I still feel that way.
Well, there you go. Well, it's good to hear that you're all as well.
Well, thank you. I think, you know, dying's not on the itinerary anytime soon.
So let's lighten the mood a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And let's, you, I understand, have written poetry in the past. And you have a little something that I think you should share.
Okay.
And why don't you give us one of your poems?
Well, okay, this is a little bit embarrassing because I don't think I'm a very good poet. I'm mediocre. But if you insist. This is something I wrote when I was somewhat estranged from a man who I loved very much. And I made out with one of his good friends. It happens there was alcohol involved. Thank you for letting me push you against the wall and apologize for kissing your friend. For understanding that I had to kiss him despite how, as children, he carnivorously ate you under the guise of intimacy. Thank you for your gentle confusion, for conceding this small happiness to me, that I should be wanted by someone who I want, and live separate from your history. Thank you for your guilt, for seeing that he briefly gave me that which we both know you can't, how little he means to me, and how I wish it were you who invited me to the kitchen.
So, Adam Szivo, if people want to find out more about yourself, about your art, your photography, your filmmaking, about hashtag love is love is love, how can they do that?
Well, there are three ways you can get to know more about me. The first one is go to my website, adamszivo.com, and it's spelled Z-I-V-O. The second one is to go to loveisloveislove.org. And the third one is to find me on Facebook. Adam Szivo, I'm very friendly. I love connecting with people, so give me an ad.
Adam Szivo, photographer, filmmaker, thanks for sharing your poem and thanks for sharing your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Community announcements. Hi, it's Tanya from Girl Play Toronto. We're really excited to launch our Pride Festival this year, starting on June 16th at the Phoenix with Little Debbie from the West Coast. We're also bringing in a whole bunch of new events for this year, including a great comedy show on the Thursday night with Elvira Kurt. Toaster is also part of that lineup. We also have Juice Box, which is a collection of all of the hot parties in Toronto. So just a ton of things. Please check out girlplaytoronto.com for all the information and tickets. You can also find us on social at Instagram at girlplaytoronto.com. Hope to see you there.
Hi, I'm Liberty Silver, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
You're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM, and this is the station's gay radio show, Rainbow Country, and I'm your host, I'm your tour guide through Rainbow Country, I'm Mark Tara. So that was my spotlight on Adam Zivo, photographer, filmmaker, and his theme, Love is Love is Love, is the theme for Village Fest 2017 that's happening Saturday and Sunday, this coming Saturday and Sunday, the 17th and 18th. And I hope you will come down, say hi to me. I will be on the main stage from 11 till about 4 or 5 on Saturday and Sunday. Come down, say hi, let yourself be known. I'll be doing some roundtables on Saturday at 11 a.m., it's LGBT Artists Making a Mark. At 12:30 on Saturday, it's an LGBT spoken word event. And on Sunday at 11 a.m., there's a trans round table. Lots of fun to be had. Speaking of fun, let's have some music.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Segato, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Once upon a nautical time, a man sailed into my lips. Now let me tell you, boys, I've spent time living on broken ships. I'll set a course throughout the sea. I wouldn't have it any other way. I'll anchor down my pirate ship when I find a man to steal a. Kind of gay with all that talk of booty and such, but what I mean to say is there is this guy, I think that I could love him very much. I'll set a course throughout the sea, I wouldn't have it any other way. I'll anchor down my pirate ship, cause I found a man to steal away. Love is cliche. I'm sailing through a raging sea of hormones. This disarray of thought will lead me straight to where I mean to feel your chest. Your treasure chest wherein lies my secrets. They're for you to see. Be a part of me. hand sailed into my lips. Now let me tell you, boys, I am through living on broken ships. I'll set a course throughout the sea. I wouldn't have it any other way. I'll anchor down my pirate ship, 'cause I found a man to steal away.
All alone, thinking of the fun I'll have when I get home. A man sat down and he was large. His booty almost moved me to the next car. A woman came in and sat abreast. I was thinking which mango is the best. Lost track of my bearings, and when I looked up, I was caught between two big butts. I like me some tail, but this rump's was squeezing so tight I can't exhale. A woman crossed the aisle, started screaming in Spanish. Dios míos, it's a marriage in a butt sandwich. I was really embarrassed, so I turned to the preacher. He said, let Jesus be your teacher. I said he may be God's son, but he'd still be a burger in a hot cross bun.
Butt Sandwich, Bob Katz from New York. And before that, starting that set, Gay Pirates, Evan Westfall. And by the way, you're listening to CIUT, and this is the station's gay radio show, Rainbow Country, and I'm your host, Mark Tara. When I return, some more gay music.
Hey, this is Paul Bellini, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 on your FM dial.
go back.
Listening to CIUT, and this is Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show giving voice to the LGBT community. In that set, we heard Tessa By the way, Tessa will be on the Saturday morning roundtable for Artists Making a Mark. She will be part of that. That was Quake by Tessa. And just now we just heard Rye Daisies, When You're Laying Down. I'm your host, I'm Mark Tara, your tour guide through Rainbow Country. Don't forget, get social, get interactive on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. Send me an email if you want to be on the show, you want me to feature your music, that sort of good stuff. mark@marktara.com. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes as well as on podomatic.com. And again, everything is hooked up through my website, marktara.com. Don't forget, if you're in the GTA, if you're in Toronto, come down to Village Fest 2017, Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 11. Lots of fun. Church Street is closed off. And come meet me. I'll be on the main stage from 11 to about 4 or 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, hosting some roundtables. So come by, say hi, let yourself be known. Finally, I want to take this time to thank you for taking your time to be with me. Remember, we live in days of making dreams come true. So believe in yourself, and the world will believe in you. Till next time.
Hi guys, this is Mika Barnes. Very happy to be with you on CIUT 89.5 FM.
dancing.